A break for your car. Let those people kill them with their jaws.
And you crashed into me. All the stars in the sea found a key to the dark. The blue in your heart was no match for these. And you crashed into me.
See? That was She Moves in Her Own Way by The Kooks. And before that, we had Ruby from Hello Apollo by Hello Apollo. Thank you for joining us today. This is Random Access. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm DJ Bridge here with my wonderful co-host, DJ Bloomerang. And up next, we have Silver Lining by Mount Joy.
Up on the mountain, caught on the rail line. Up on the mountain, caught on the rail line. My brotherly daughter's beat
That was Light On by Maggie Rogers. And before that, we had Bridget's Song by Lauren Connors, which was chosen because...
Bridget's name is Bridget.
Yes.
That is why it was chosen.
Yes. There was one time where I was playing music. This was actually a while ago. This was last semester.
And I played... years ago.
Yeah. So I just always have a running playlist of songs that come up, and I've never played this one on air. But last semester I played a song, Olivia... And I told my roommate Olivia about it, and then she was listening to the song, and she was like, "Oh, like I like this one." It wasn't the One Direction Olivia. That one gets kind of annoying. Okay.
I feel like everything One Direction gets kind of annoying at one point or another.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I can't say I've listened to One Direction in a while, but basically, when I was talking to Olivia, I was like, "There's this song, Olivia," and she's like, "I swear to God, if you play the One Direction version to me, I will be so mad." Just because I'm sure she hears it a lot.
Of course.
But I don't even remember. I don't know. If you look for songs called Olivia, you'll find the one I'm talking about. I don't remember who it's by. But then I was thinking, I want a song for my name.
Oh my God.
And
did you write that song?
No.
Oh, I thought you made a song so you'd have one about your name. Because it's spelled, little did you know, Bridget's name is not Bridget. Like Bridget.
Yes.
It's Bridget, like frigid, which my family calls Bridget at home. They call her Digarb, because one time Bridget told me her name backwards was Digarb, and I thought that was the funniest thing. So now my dad specifically, really it's just my dad exclusively calls. He'll be like, "Say hi to Digarb for us."
Oh, I'm glad they remember me.
Yeah, of course. I drove to your house in Chatham.
Yeah. You're like, "I'm going to Digarb's now."
I'm going to Digarb's.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now, we just play a song called Bridget's Song.
No, I just looked for songs, and then some of them...
And it's even spelled the same way. That's the reason I brought up the spelling.
That's why, I mean, I searched for it with the correct spelling, and my name is Irish, so there were some other songs that were vaguely Irish, or when I was looking for it, like, by artists with the name Bridget, but I was like, I was looking to see if there was a... like Olivia version where they say it in the song, you know, like or like Roxanne, you know, where it's just you're just repeating the name, and I was like, I wonder if there's one of that, and there wasn't, but there's this beautiful instrumental, so
we'll go
with that. Feel free to call in if you know any songs that do just say the name Bridget over and over again in them. I'm looking for a catchy chorus, because as I said to Elizabeth as I was logging the song, I was like smiling, and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just a little bit of a narcissist.
Yep.
So
it was also in response, my question was, what are you doing for spring break? And then she looked over at me with this like little smug grin, and I was like, oh my God, what are you doing on spring break that deserves that grin? And you're like, I'm a narcissist. I was like, how does that have to do with spring break plans? And I was like, and she told me about the song, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. But I still don't know what you're doing for spring break.
It's just like fun.
Yeah, it's just fun to type your own name into the song name thing.
Exactly.
We'll have to find one with Elizabeth next.
I
think that's hard to put into a song. So many syllables.
Yeah, although I feel like it's probably a more common name. I feel like you might get more
common, but you probably wouldn't get, because it's hard to squish that into a song lyric.
Yeah, we'll look for some.
I actually think Jordan one time found a song that had my name in it that she was listening to with her family, maybe? I don't remember what I thought maybe it was one of the two of you texted me. It was like, I found this really nice song that uses your name in it. And I was like, oh, thank you.
We'll see if we can find one.
Yeah.
In the meantime, here is Helplessly Hoping by Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Trip at the sound of goodbye. wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even hello, they are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are for each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cause. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. Oh, they are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four each other.
Of what I will discover inside. Cause you told me that I would find a home within the fragile substance of my soul. And I have filled this void with things unreal, and all the while my character it steals. Have been burned, but you say that's exactly how this grace thing works. It's not the long walk home that will change this heart, but the welcome I receive with the restart. Thank you.
far this time. You have neither reason nor rhyme with which to take this home that is so rightfully mine.
That was Roll Away Your Stone by Mumford & Sons from the album Sigh No More. And before that, we had Helplessly Hoping by Crosby, Stills & Nash. Well, Elizabeth, what are you thinking?
I'm doing some Googling over here. What I'm thinking is, Bridget and I are having a riveting conversation about taking our exam, or classes going online, but that made me think about, Bridget mentioned this, Anderson Hall flooding.
Oh, yes.
I think it's hilarious, because yesterday I had class in the sister to Anderson, which is Robinson, and I saw all the workers in their hard hats. They had like 50 people there, and they all were just having like a little congregation downstairs discussing, discussing what needed to be done to fix the leak. At the same time, there's literally just water spouting out of the wall outside, like just geyser of water coming out of the wall. And I was like, and then of course the people inside were panicking because there's just water spurting out. I think it's chaos. And I also, this is at the same time I was having a conversation with someone about the endowment, and we were like, you would think that in the endowment somewhere they could find the money to get these guys to start working. I don't know.
Yeah, I hadn't seen the leak. Was it, I heard, how much water
geysers
was it?
Water.
I heard like water, someone said like water up to your knees.
Up to your knees?
I don't know. At one point, maybe.
Okay, I didn't see up to your knees. Maybe. I would love it if the water was up to your knees, and that would be hilarious. All I know is that the leak was on the fourth floor the other day. It happened on Sunday.
Okay.
The leak was on the fourth floor, but there were inches of water on the first floor, which means that the water had to have come down somehow. So I would presume on fourth floor, maybe it was knees. But first floor was like some inches.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't seen it. My classes that were supposed to be in Anderson were just moved. Actually moved online. But
I don't know if I would learn as well online.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think for this class, I think it does depend on the class.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'll make a huge difference for this class because you can.
It is a computer science class.
Yes.
On computers now.
Yes. So it's the kind of thing like you can sit, you can listen to the lecture.
Yeah.
It's not like there are a lot of hands-on activities or even a ton of communication that needs to happen between the students
the professor.
Well, like the professor has to be talking, of course. Like it's going to be set up as a video camera, I think, and then we can like live comment.
I thought it was going to be that the professors were going to pre-record their lectures and post them online. There wouldn't be that interaction anymore.
I think that's like definitely one way of doing it, like doing online classes. So I don't know exactly how, like,
yeah.
I think it would depend on the class.
You're thinking more webinar.
For mine, I think it's going to be taught live. And if it's not taught live, it's going to be pre-recorded, but my professor is going to be there live to answer questions.
Got it.
Like there'll be a chat function. So you could type questions. So I don't think it will really affect this class, but I could see it as like if you were in a language class or something where it's a small classroom and you have to like talk with all of your class, like all the classmates have to talk and you want to be practicing like speaking in your language.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be difficult to go online.
I agree.
Group FaceTime maybe?
Group FaceTime.
With the class?
Yes, it has now become a social experiment. Speaking of social experiments, this is totally tangential now. Have you seen this new Netflix show called Love is Blind?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
I watched the first episode last night. I'd say its corollary would be like The Bachelor. But this show is so much better than The Bachelor. I love it. I could not stop smiling. It's essentially, do you know the premise? It's like half of the, there are like,
I do know the premise. I have not heard good reviews from it.
I've watched one episode. It was an hour. It's the setup, and I loved it. I think the idea is glorious.
Okay.
I think that there is going to be some downfalls, and there are going to be some crash and burns in the future episodes.
Okay.
However, I have many exams this week, and while I wanted to keep watching more episodes last night, I could not commit myself to hours and hours of television when I needed to do hours of studying.
Yes. Well, you have plenty of time over spring break.
Which we were also discussing, spring break might be extended by 2 weeks. so I could essentially watch the entire show plus more. Mm-hmm. If you have any recommendations for what I should watch, call in. Bridget's on the board. She knows how to answer the phones. You will notice last week I did not mention calling in at any point because I did not remember how to pick up the phones. Mm-hmm. I have refreshed my memory now. I found the study sheet. We're good. But you should call in this week. Don't call in the next week because I'll be on the board.
Well, the next week, don't call in anyways because
we won't be here.
Or you could call. Yeah, we won't be here. You'll have to see who the DJ on there is.
Yeah.
See what type of show they have if there is someone.
There is
hopefully someone will be able to cover.
Members. I believe TK. You'll know him from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Tuesdays. He's always ready to do a 3-hour show to cover our slot. So maybe you'll hear from TK next week.
Yes. Yes. But basically, if you're don't tune in for random access. Tune in to WMFO for Freeform. We don't know what it'll be yet.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Yes. So we will not be here next week. Hopefully we'll be back.
Bridget will be soaking up sun in Florida while I go to New York, which may also be soaking. No, it's going to be under rain, but warm. I looked rainy and warm.
Oh, I haven't checked the weather yet for the whole time. But I'm excited. It will be sad. I'm not going home for spring break, so I won't be able to see my family.
80 degrees and sunny, Bridget. Oh,
nice.
88 degrees on Monday and Tuesday. That's like almost too hot weather.
No, that's beautiful. For the beach?
Oh, for the beach, that's good.
Yeah.
I thought you meant for sitting in your apartment.
That's, yeah, no, like 90 degrees. 90 degrees is rough when you're, when it's like the summer
at
and you
home,
have to go to work
and
you have to
play
like,
with dogs
you have to
all day?
Wear.
That's
no,
what
that
Bridget's
that
job
is was. Yeah. I did work at a dog kennel one summer.
She got bit.
I did. Yeah, it was an interesting experience. But no, that actually there were times when it got so hot that summer that we had to bring the dogs inside so that the dogs
that.
Didn't overheat. And there were certain.
I suppose it wasn't the same last. I think last summer had more hot days than the summer prior.
I'm sure it was. I didn't work there last summer.
Oh right, I forgot you were in a rerun at the dog kennel.
Yeah. I'm sure it was the same last summer.
Yes.
They're not just leaving dogs out in the heat. And even on days where it wasn't super hot for most of the dogs, there were special instructions like make sure you hose, not even the huskies. Well, there were some huskies where it was like, this is too hot. Like make sure they stay in the shade, but like also hose down the bulldogs or the short snouted dogs.
Aren't they so weird looking?
Yeah.
I think they're hilarious. When I first started applying to colleges, I applied to Butler. And if you apply to Butler University, which is in Indiana, and you get in and you're from Indiana, they bring the mascot bulldog to your house to congratulate you on getting into the school. And so you can also meet the mascot. And they just got a new one the year that we applied. So you would essentially have a bulldog puppy coming to your door to welcome you to Butler every year. Or
aww,
like when you applied. Isn't that adorable?
Yeah, how big is Indiana?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Obviously, there's like a radius, and like you have to probably be like maybe within like a 20-mile radius of the school. I don't know. I just know it was the really cute thing. I don't know the details, Bridget. Let's get back to our music.
Tufts
does that with an elephant. Can you imagine if they showed up with a little baby Dumbo at your door? Oh my God! I think I would have a heart attack. It'd be so cute. Little baby Dumbo at my door.
Yeah.
I actually take that back. I wouldn't want that to happen because now I'm thinking about it. That would mean that the baby elephant has been taken from its family.
Bring the whole family.
No, because now they're not in their right environment. They need to be. There's just a lot of people to welcome.
Just to visit.
Okay, I feel like it's better with a dog. Dogs are meant to be with humans and like out in the world.
Yeah, I'm not proposing this as a serious.
I know you aren't. There are just so many mascots that would be fun to do it with, like Williams, that emaciated cow. Have you seen the Williams cow?
Wait, what is it? Like F?
The Eefs. The cow literally looks like it's about to die from hunger. Like the bones are sticking out. It looks so sad and decrepit. It's the worst mascot. And I went to school with a couple of Williams students last semester when I went abroad, and I would give them so much
grief.
You saw it. I was like, oh no.
About their mascot.
I would give them so much grief about their mascot. I was like, it's not intimidating at all. Like, I look online to see who the jump, but like, our mascot for the sports team, it's like, he looks intimidating. He has tusks and it looks fierce. And there's just this like little shriveled up cow that's like has bones sticking out and it's purple. Like, okay, color, well, color doesn't take anything away from it. I love the color purple. But, like, it's not intimidating at all. I look at that, I'm like, ew. Like, you couldn't have come up with something better? Then again, a cow is a hard thing to make fierce.
Yeah, do you know why it's the cow? I mean, if we're talking about NESCAC schools,
I do.
I know. I was looking at other schools in the NESCAC too, and my mom's like, they all just have weird mascots.
The polar bears,
the camels. I kinda like
the polar bears. Wait, who's the camels?
Connecticut.
Ew.
Conn College.
I also went to some cool three girls from Conn College last semester. They weren't the brightest bulbs in the box.
Elizabeth, that's not representative.
I know.
The school.
I know. I'm just saying, maybe a camel is representative of the school. Why is the Williams mascot so slow? That's the most frequently asked question on Google. Oh, I mean, look at his rumpus. Look at that.
Yeah.
It's emaciated, and it looks kind of like smirky. I don't even know. Let's see. It won by popular favor in a humor magazine called The Purple Cow. So that's why they got their mascot to be a purple cow.
What was it, like the school's humor magazine?
Yeah, at that time on campus, there was a popular student humor magazine called The Purple Cow, which was thought to favor the vote towards the Eve having a purple cow as a mascot in 1907. So that's a little bit of a fun fact for you about Williams.
Hey,
I'm gonna have to have my friends from Williams listen to this episode of our show, because they will not be pleased with me.
You want to talk about weird mascot?
Tell me another one.
RISD?
What is it? What is it?
Look it up on your own.
RISD mascot. Okay. We won't share with air, but if you want to look. What is that?
If you're interested.
Oh, it's the unofficial mascot.
The unofficial mascot. I think it was voted by students. Feel free to.
That's hilarious.
Look it up.
Yeah, look it up on your own time, friends.
That's what happens when you let college students choose their own mascot instead of just...
The Savannah College is a bumblebee. I kind of love that. A little bumblebee.
Hey, and that's... I feel like that you can make... Weird. Well, bumblebees, I feel like,
they can be... With the stingers, I think you can make them fierce.
Bumblebees don't... Do they have stingers? I think like, the really fluffy bumblebees
only bite. How
about
the Stanford tree? Make a tree intimidating. That's hard.
Yeah.
It's not possible. There's one that's a banana slug.
What school is that?
I don't know. Let's see. The banana slug mascot of University of California, Santa Cruz.
Oh, I actually feel like I have heard of that. That's also
weird.
I feel like bees you could make look fierce. Like, you could, like, use the image of a wasp.
Yeah.
But
that's true. That is true.
If your mascot is the actual bumblebee, like, the bumblebee itself...
Isn't fierce. That is true.
I've started following some beekeeping Instagram accounts.
Ooh.
Just for fun.
For fun?
Yeah.
When I was when I was a senior in high school, my mom was really pushing me to get this job as a amateur beekeeper with a professional beekeeper who went to Tufts, because he was looking for students, because you need extra hands on deck during the summer months for your beekeeping. So she's like, I really think that you should pursue this opportunity. Like, you could become a beekeeper. And I was like, interesting. Work for a marine biology camp that I love, or be a beekeeper. Two great options. I think I would have wanted to do a beekeeper if I didn't have, like, the kids in the camp on the other hand. But I also don't think I would have done very well as a beekeeper. Unless I got, like, the full suit.
I want to be a beekeeper.
Do you really?
I think that'd be fun. Oh, I think it'd be fun to have bees as a hobby. Not as like
professional. Reap the benefits of your honey.
Okay. Not as like a professional, like,
just a side gig.
Yeah, like just my own personal hives. Not like some of the accounts I follow, it's like it's the person's job and they come and they remove like bees' nests in different people's
relocate
like,
them.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. University of Edinburgh was a national bee like habitat.
Hmm.
So they had rules where you're not allowed to kill the bees. If you see a bee hanging out, don't step on it.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, that should be a rule. But I thought it was cool. It's like, we are a natural bee habitat.
Yeah.
We harbor them. But you wouldn't think Edinburgh as a cold, rainy location would do very well as a bee habitat. Right? I just thought about that now.
I don't know.
Someone clearly didn't think very long and hard about that.
Maybe it depends on the bee, or it depends where they get their
pollen. It's true. There are so many factors we didn't consider.
There are some, like,
so many.
It doesn't, I don't know, maybe they get it from, like, clover plants.
I think bees primarily pollinate flowers, right?
Well, they pollinate flowers. Well, yeah, but if you can get...
I don't know.
I think, because
I'm a fan of the bumblebee. There's, like,
they sell,
the
like,
honeybee.
Clover honey. What?
Oh, I like the bumblebee more than the honeybee, to be honest. Mm. The little fat butts.
Yeah.
Also, the relationship between the flower and the bee. Like, flowers have developed to trick the bees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are some orchids that look like female wasps. Mm. So that the male wasp will come over thinking it has found its mate and will land on the orchid thinking it's a female wasp. And it'll actually just pollinate the flower while looking for its mate. And then it's like, ah, you tricked me. And then it flies off. And then it sees another orchid and it's like, oh my God, I found my female mate again. It lands. It's like, ah, you got me again. And it's a continuous cycle.
Yeah, bees can remember human faces.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you learn that from the Bee Movie?
No.
I'm kidding.
No, they can remember human faces because they have, like, whatever pattern recognition to recognize flowers. Well, so they don't recognize it as, like, this is a human face. They recognize it as, this is a weird-looking flower.
That I've seen before.
Yes.
Oh, weird.
Yes, because they want to, like, they have it to recognize flowers that they want to go to.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I didn't know that. I guess I'm not surprised. I feel like our faces are more, like, easy to remember than a flower would be. Like, our faces are just, like, two blobs in a hole.
Right? Yeah. I don't know.
That's how we learned that in a developmental psych class, that's how we learn babies remember faces. Like, from birth, that a baby can tell what a face is versus not. Like, you can show...
If I showed
a baby your face versus a scrambled face where it's, like, eye up here, nose down here,
like
eye
over here. Like a Picasso.
Yeah, like a Picasso. They wouldn't think of it... Like, they would recognize that that's wrong and be like, that's not right. Like, they would look
at it
and be like...
What happens when you show... Have you seen the things where it's, like... a power outlet where it has two eyes and a mouth. What happens if you show a baby like a power outlet, something that's definitely not a face, but it has
scale
the,
error. I don't think it would work on a scale error situation.
What if you like a picture
of a power outlet?
Yeah, like,
I don't think it would work, but I don't want to come out bold. I don't think it would work though.
Okay,
I think they're smarter than that.
Okay. Yeah, if you're interested in doing a psych study, please
let us know.
Let
what
us know.
Do? Get what
some,
the results were.
Get some babies. Show
yes.
them some photos.
Yes.
See what happens.
Get some babies.
Okay. Up
Let's
next,
get back to the music.
Yes, we have Allison by Elvis Costello.
Another name.
Yeah, they're popular.
Clearly, it's always females.
So funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other stick of Valentine's. Cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. Allison, I know this world is killing. Now, baby, leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake. You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. Cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this.
That was Allison by Elvis Costello, and now it is everybody's favorite part of the day, PSA time. Here is Text and Whatever.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a little time to watch the sunrise. Maybe we can find answers that we've all been looking for. Nothing ever feels so right. Sleeping on leaves tonight. Wash me in the river, lies on the other side. Carried by the water, never be the same. Here I am calling out my name. In her moonlit lullabies, never heard a sound so sweet, whispered on the breeze. Wash me in the river, wash me clean.
Where am I from?
attack. She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake, and this has been Random Access with DJ Bridge and DJ Bloomerang. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stick around, we've got a great show coming up next, and it's the Boston Medium, correct? Great, so hope you enjoy.